This is a feast day. This is a feast of the Lord. This is Thomas Sunday. What do I say Thomas Sunday is? The most important day of the year. Why? Well, it was the most important day for Thomas, wasn't it? It was definitely the most important day for Thomas, right? Because he came to believe in Jesus Christ, full belief. The Lord condescended to his weakness. And he did more than condescend to his weakness. He actually glorified him by giving him the opportunity to state a doctrine for the first time in the scriptures in a clear way. And the reason why Thomas Sunday is so important is because after the feast of Pascha and Bright Week, there must be now living of the life. And best way to live the life is to come and worship, to take the holy mysteries, to struggle in our life. There's already kind of a turning. Can you feel it? I feel it. Some of you do. Some of you don't. But the ones who are struggling, you know what I'm talking about. It's a little different now, right? This coming Monday is a lot different than Bright Monday. Because now we have to apply the resurrection, don't we? And it's work. It's hard work. Sometimes very difficult. Sometimes very lonely. Sometimes there's a lot of temptations. And in the midst of it, God is with us. So this is why St. Thomas Sunday is such an important Sunday. The most, I think, more important than Pascha. After all, Thomas missed Pascha, didn't he? Didn't he? He missed it. But he didn't miss Thomas Sunday. And he needed Thomas Sunday. We need Thomas Sunday. We need to live the Christian life even when there are doubts in our hearts, even when there's despondency, even when there's difficulties. Let's admit it. We have them. If you don't admit you have them, then how can you get rid of them, huh? How can you overcome them? Because if you have these temptations and you don't admit you have them, then they're just going to roll you over like a tsunami wave. But if you admit that you have these human weaknesses and you're struggling against them, God will help you. This is the message of Thomas Sunday, that God reveals himself to us according to our ability to bear that revelation. That's fundamental in this gospel today. God will reveal himself to each of us according to our abilities.